Good morning, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast. And this is for week ending Friday, the 14th of August 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So we'll start with the daily stats, and this again for Friday, the 14th of August 2020. There were 514 ASX resource stocks traded for the day with a share price of 1 cent or higher. The total volume was 1.19 billion, and that's down slightly from 1.218 billion on Thursday. The average volume was 2.33 million, and that's down slightly from 2.36 million on Thursday. The average percentage gain loss is a positive 0.185%, and that's up ever so slightly from 1.84% on Thursday. So stats are looking pretty similar 2 days in a row here. Let's look at the breakdown of the 514 stocks that were traded on Friday. And there were 260 with gains, very much the same as Thursday. It was 261. There were 110 with no gain, again similar to Thursday. There was 107, and there were 144 with a loss, and ever so slightly down from 147. So again, very similar days for Thursday and Friday with the ASX resource sector. Let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for the day, and they were: at number one, we have Pilot Energy Limited, ASX code PGY, and it had a percentage gain of 61.9% for the day. At number two, we have MacArthur Minerals Limited, ASX code MIO. It had a percentage gain of 50%. At number three, we have Energex Limited, ASX code ENX. It had a percentage gain of 45%. At number four, we have Cohiba Minerals Limited, ASX code CHK. It had a percentage gain of 36.36% for the day. And rounding off at number five is Truscott Minerals Corp Limited, ASX code TRM. And it had a percentage gain of 33.33% for the day. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for Friday, the 14th of August 2020. Now let's move on to the commodities, and the best performing commodities for the day were gold, oil and gas, silver, copper and nickel. Again, very similar performance to Thursday. The highest traded stock for Friday was Maximus Resources Limited, ASX code MXR, and 6.88% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, there were three and they were all located in Western Australia. They were Fraser Range, Murchison District and Yilgarn Creighton were the best three performing project locations for the day. Let's look at the last 12 months of the top 20% of staff admin versus project spend for the last 12 months. So again, this is reflecting just the top 20 for the day, and it's at 50%, and that's down slightly from 52% average for the top 20 on Thursday. So what that means effectively for Friday is 50% of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today is spent on staff admin, leaving obviously 50% spent on projects on average over the last 12 months. Let's look at the ERP statistics, and there are 142 ASX resource stocks traded on Friday that use an ERP software solution, and that's down slightly from 145 on Thursday. The average percentage gain was a positive 0.74%, and that's down from 1.60% on Thursday. The volume is similar for both days. It's 401 million for Friday, and Thursday was 420 million, so down slightly. And of the best top 20 performing ASX resource stocks for today, only one is using an ERP software solution. We won't do a daily overview for the best performing ASX resource stock for Friday. We'll leave that and we'll do an overview of the best performing stock for the week. So having said that, let's look at the statistics now, and this is for week ending Friday, the 14th of August, 2020, and there were 583 ASX resource stocks that were traded for this week. That's up slightly from 580 last week. Volume is, again, very similar from last week to this week. It's sitting at $8.26 billion. And that's down up ever so slightly from $8.23 billion last week. Therefore, the average is 14.176 million, and that's down slightly from $14.20 million last week. The average has dropped quite significantly, the weekly average, and it's at 1.52% this week. And that's down from 6.95% average last week. So a significant drop there with the averages. Let's look at the breakup of the 583 ASX resource stocks that were traded this week. 224 had gains. This is probably one of the concerns for the week, and it's down significantly from 360 last week. And the other significant move was with the loss. There were 290 with a loss, and that's nearly doubled from 147 with a loss last week. As far as no gains this week, there were 66, and that's down slightly from 70 last week. So a few concerns there as far as the amount of ASX resource stocks that suffered a loss this week. We generally like that to be 200 or less, so that's sitting a little high for my liking at this point. Let's look at the positives for the week with the top five best performing ASX resource stocks this week, and they were: at number one, we have Stone Resources Australia Limited, ASX code SHK, and it had a percentage gain of 175% for the week. So huge congrats to all holders of SHK, some great gains there, and along with strong activity volumes for the week. At number two, we have Pilot Energy Limited, ASX code PGY, and it had a percentage gain of 88.89% for the week. At number three, we have MacArthur Minerals Limited, ASX code MIO. It had a percentage gain of 61.54% for the week. At number four, we have Phoenix Resources Limited, ASX code FEX. It had a percentage gain of 59.09% for the week. And rounding off and finishing at number five is Pico Limited, ASX code PKO, and it had a percentage gain of 52.94% for the week. So a huge congrats to all top five shareholders of those top five, and some great positive gains there, and strong volume and activity with those stocks. Let's now move on to the weekly commodities. And the best performing commodities for this week were gold, oil and gas, copper, rare earths, silver and nickel. So some strong, there's some good performances there with a range of commodities across the board. As far as the highest traded stock for the week, it was Maximus Resources Limited, ASX code MXR, and 46.94% of the company was traded this week. So strong activity with Maximus there. As far as project locations performance for this week, strong performance in WA with Murchison District and Yilgarn Creighton being the best performing project locations for the week. Let's look at the average percentage of the staff admin versus project spend, and this is for the top 20 over the last 12 months, and it's sitting at an average of 47.71%, and that's up slightly from an average of 45.55% last week. That's still fairly healthy. So effectively, that means of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, they're spending an average of 47.71% on staff admin, leaving just over 41% spent on 42% spent on projects over the last 12 months. Let's look at the ERP statistics for the week. And there are 154 ASX resource stocks traded this week that use an ERP software solution. That's up slightly from 150 last week. The average percentage gain loss for this week is at a negative. It's at a negative minus 1.11% this week. And that's a huge shift from a positive 6.48% last week. So a huge turnaround with the average percentage gain loss for this week. So I'll be keeping a close eye on that one over the coming week or two. The total volume for the ERP was 2.55 billion this week, and that's down slightly from 2.62 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, only one of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's conclude this the MacCorp daily / weekly podcast for this week with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock, which was Stone Resources Australia Limited, ASX code SHK, was the number one best performing ASX resource stock with a share price of 1 cent or higher for this week. So that's week ending Friday the 14th of August 2020. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects throughout WA, mainly in the Laverton area, which is the Murchison District. They're mainly predominantly exploration, but they have a project also in care and maintenance as well. Let's look at their staff admin versus their project spend over the last 12 months. They have spent just over $530,000 on projects and just over $630,000 on staff admin, and that's over the last 12 months. That equates to 53.98% average spent on staff admin over the last 12 months in comparison to just over 46% spent on projects in the last 12 months. As far as money in the bank, they don't have a lot of money as of the current quarter. They have approximately $100,000, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raises. As of close of trade, week ending the 14th of August 2020, their market cap is just over $9 million. Their share price closed at 1.1 cent. So as far as their share price performance for 2020, it started the year at 0.01 of a cent. So that's quite a significant gain. So congrats to all shareholders of SHK. That's a huge gain for 2020. They currently have just over 830 million shares on offer. And let's look at their shareholding now. And this is including both the directors and top 20 shareholders. They own approximately a very healthy, just over 77%. So again, all the directors and current top 20 shareholders own a healthy 77%+ of the company. So extremely strong, loyal top 20 shareholding there. So that concludes the overview of Stone Resources Australia Limited, ASX code SHK. A huge congrats to all shareholders of SHK. So that now concludes the daily / weekly MacCorp podcast for week ending Friday, the 14th of August 2020. Thanks for listening, listeners, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Goodbye.